弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
那么今天呢也是母亲节，那么请让我们向每一位我们的母亲表示我们的敬意。
Today is also the Mother's Day. We want to show our respect to all the mothers.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来赞美你，来呼求你的名。
Lord, we come before you to call your name and to praise you.
主，我们感谢你每周拿出这么一天，让你的儿女聚在你的殿中，一同用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you. You have ordained this day once a week that we can come before you wholeheartedly.
主，当我们来到你的面前听你的话语时，主就求主你的圣灵，主你带领我们。
Lord, when we come before you, listen to your word. Please let your Holy Spirit guide us.
因为你是造物主，你的话语真的是充满了无限的智慧。
Because you are our Creator.Your words full of wisdom.
但是我们都是有限的人，有罪的人，我们真的是不能完全的明白你的话语。
We are all finite people, and we are also sinners, and we oftentimes we cannot fully grasp your words.
所以更求主你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们能够明白，也能够去遵行。
We pray that your Holy Spirit to help us to understand and be a good servant.
就求主。你的名被我们高举，求主你让我们每个在座的弟兄姐妹朋友们能够得到造就。
Please let your name exalted above all, and all the brothers and sisters can be built up.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
乔治·穆勒，我们知道他是19世纪英国著名的一个位牧师，还他也是一位慈善家。
We know that George Mueller, who is a very famous that pastor, and also for famous for his good deeds in the 19th century of England.
那么他被称为呢教会历史上的一位信心伟人。
He was called the faithful, the father of the faithful, among the church history.
那么穆勒他是出生在1805年，在一个普通的家庭。
He was born in a very common family, in 1905.
那么他青少年时候的生活呢，放荡，他偷窃、赌博、诈骗，什么都干。
So when he was a youth, that his life full of sin, he.Gambles and cheats people and do all kinds of evil things.
那么1825年的一个晚上
And on the night of 1825,
那么他参加一个基督徒的家庭聚会
He was attending a family gathering of a Christian group.
那么他的人生呢，就在这一晚上有了一个奇妙的转变
And his life totally turned around during this night.
那么穆勒他回顾说，他说我从前所有的寻欢作乐都不能和今天晚上的经历相比。
So he recalled that all my life that lives in this sinful way that cannot make me content.
那么他悔改得救以后呢，就开始了他新的生活。
And after he repented and saved that he started his new life.
那么他一生牧养教会，也去很多地方去布道。
And through all his life, that he shepherded the church and also go to different places to preach.
那么当他到1898年去世的时候，他一生总共牧养、收养过25000多名孤儿。
And on the day that he was he died on
那么当他当时的那社会上呢，都有很多流浪的孤儿。
At that time, there's a lot of orphans, in the nation.
那么在1836年的时候，那么身无分文的穆勒呢，他就开始他的照顾这些婴儿的工作，孤儿不是婴儿，对不起，孤儿的工作。
1836, and he started that looking after all this, taking care of all these orphans.
那么到1898年
，and 1898，
在他去世之后呢，他一生总共收养过25000多名孤儿。
And on the year in the year 1898, before his death, he already took care of 20,000 orphans.
那么穆勒呢？他办孤儿院，他遵循三条原则。
There's three principles that when he manages the orphanage.
就是不求人，不借债，不募捐。
And do not ask people for money and collect the things that need, and also do not borrow money.
就只他只是恳求的恳切的祷告，完全的依靠神。
And he just sincerely pray and totally trust God's providence.
那么有一个晚上呢，他的孤儿院负责伙食的这个弟兄呢，忧心忡忡的告诉他。
And one night that the chef, the people that who were in charge of the food that told him fearfully.
就是明天早上没有一点食物可吃。
We do not have any food in the morning.
那么穆勒就请这位弟兄和他一起跪下来祷告。
And Mr. Muller asked this brother to pray with him, kneel down, pray with him together.
那么第二天早晨还没有早餐。
And when the morning came, still no food.
但是他仍然吩咐人将所有的残具摆好。
But he still asked the servant to set up the table and lay all the forks and all the utensils.
那么这些孩子们呢，都一一的就坐，眼睛疑惑的盯着院长。
And all the children that they all sit around the table and they looked at Muller with worry.
那么，因为穆勒对着空空的饭桌，他做了谢饭的祷告。
But Muller, who prayed before the empty table.
那么就在这个时候呢，门铃响了。
And at that exact time, that the doorbell rings.
那么有一家面包店原来要将面包送往一个工厂，但是这个工厂那天正在罢工。
And there's a bread store that who was supposed to deliver the bread to a factory, but the factory was on strike that day.
那么老板呢，不晓得怎么样来处理这一批做好的面包。
But the boss, the owner that does not know how to deal with those so many breads.
但是知道附近有个孤儿院，他就差人把一车面包都送到孤儿院了。
He happened to know that there's an orphanage nearby, so that's why he delivered all the bread here.
那么刚过了一会儿呢，又有人按门铃。
And after a while, then there's another door ring.
那么有一辆满载鲜牛奶的车子，那么正巧在孤儿院附近抛锚了，也修不好。
And there's a milk cartridge also broke down before the orphanage.
那么老板也决定将一车的牛奶就送给了孤儿院，免得不浪费掉。
So the owner decided to give all the milk to the orphanage instead of waste them all away.
那么类似的这些事情呢，在穆勒的身上是时常发生。
So this kind of thing of happens often that at that time.
那么穆勒不管是牧养教会，还是照顾这些孤儿。
So no matter he shepherds the church or taking care of those orphans.
都是靠认真、诚恳和热切的祷告。
And all by the prayer of sincerity and all the trust of to the Lord.
因为他在他转变的那一个晚上，他就跟神说，他要全心来依靠神。
Because on the night he was converted, then he told the Lord he will totally, full-heartedly commit to the Lord.
那么今天的信息是主耶稣，那么降世为人被钉十字架之前。
So today's message is when the Lord was before the Lord was nailed on the cross.
是主耶稣最后一次与他的门徒在一起。
It's the last time that the Lord was with his disciples.
那么主耶稣也并没有要求他的门徒在这个时候做任何的事情。
The Lord did not ask his disciples to do anything for him.
他单单带领他们来一起祷告。
He just led them to a place that and pray.
而门徒与主耶稣他们同吃同住了三年多。
So the disciples, they all with the Jesus together for 3 years.
那么最后在一起的时候就是一起祷告。
And the last thing they did at the end is pray.
那么单单带那么主耶门那么这个那么这告诉我们了祷告的这个基督徒的生命是何等的重要。
So this teaches us that how important the prayer to the Christian's life.
那么通过今天的信息呢我们应该明白一个真理。
So through today's sermon, we need to understand this truth.
就是说诚恳的祷告呢可以使人愿意顺服神的旨意并且呢能使软弱的身体重新得力。
So a sincere prayer from the heart can make man willing to obey God's will and also refresh their strength.
我想跟他们大家从三个方面来分享。
So we want to look at this in three areas.
那么第一就是神的儿女可以通过祷告来表达他们的忧伤。
So first is the Christians can express their sorrow through prayer to God.
那么神的儿女也可以通过祷告来表达他们愿意顺服神的心。
So also children of God can express their obedience to God through their prayer.
当然神的儿女也可以通过祷告来从神那里重新获得力量。
Also the children of God can gain strength back through their prayer.
我们来看第一点就是通过祷告我们可以表达我们的忧伤。
So first, let us say, look at how we express our sorrow through prayer.
那么这在32节到34节。
Verse 32 to 34.
我们先看32节。他说，他们来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼。耶稣对门徒说，你们坐在这里，等我祷告。
They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to the disciples, sit here while I pray.
那么上次的信息告诉我们，在最后的晚餐后，主耶稣带着11个门徒去往橄榄山。
So last week's sermon told us that after the Last Supper, that Jesus led all the disciples to the Mount of Olives.
那么橄榄山，那么耶路撒冷还和圣殿，它本来就在一座山上。
So the temple and also the Jerusalem all sit on the top of the hill.
所以这座山也叫圣殿山。
So this mountain hill also called the hill of the temple.
那圣殿山呢和橄榄山，他们是被一条这个山谷分开。
And these two hills are separated by a valley.
那么这条山谷呢名叫吉隆谷。
And the valley is called吉隆 Valley.
那么从耶路撒冷到橄榄山，一定要经过这个山谷。
So from the hill to another hill must across this valley.
那么在这个山谷里面有一个地方就叫克西马尼园。
And in this valley there's a place called Gethsemane.
那我们到现在呢现在的克西马尼园的位置上呢他们现在建立了一个叫万国教堂这么一个建筑。
And nowadays then there's a temple called church called All Nations Church in this valley.
那么主耶稣和门徒其实他在边走边谈话，那么而且我们上一次看到呢，而且预言他们很快都会跌倒。
So we know that from last message that Jesus already prophesied they all will fall away from him.
那么当他们一起呢来到了克西马尼园的时候呢，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“你们坐在这里等我祷告。”
And when they all came together to the Gethsemane, then Jesus told them to sit together and wait for him to pray.
那么根据这个上下文，我们可以知道主耶稣是让其他的8个门徒待在这一个地方。
And from the message scripture, we know that Jesus asked the 8 disciples to stay here.
那么他要带着彼得、雅各和约翰要继续往前走。
And he will lead Peter, James, and John to go along with him.
那么我想呢，主耶稣一定不是让这8个门徒就呆呆的待在这里，什么也不做。
So it's not like Jesus wants them to stay there idle without doing anything.
其实他是让他们在这里一起来祷告。
He wants them to pray together at that place.
因为呢，在 同样一件事情在路加福音的22:40，他这样记录，他说到了那地方就对他们说，你们要祷告免得入了迷惑。
Because the same incident also recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 40. On reaching that place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation.
那我们知道呢，在这个时候呢，主耶稣清楚地知道，那么他三年多带领的门徒就要都要离开他逃跑。
So at this time that Jesus already clearly understand that all his disciples will fall away from him.
那么他也知道过不多时呢，他就会被抓，被鞭打，他要受尽各样的侮辱，最后要被钉在十字架上。
And he also knows that after a short while, he will be arrested and will be beaten and flogged and also suffer all the humiliation, the treatment from others.
那么在这个时候呢，他一点其实也没有责备他的门徒。
So here he's not has any rebuking his disciples.
也没有做任何的其他事情，就是带领他们来到这个地方来祷告。
And didn't do anything else but just pray, lead them here and pray.
可以看到主耶稣对祷告的多么的重要。
So here we can understand that in Jesus' head that how important that prayer is.
我们看33:34，他这里说，于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候警醒。
Verse 33, he took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch.
那么此时呢，我们知道主耶稣他正在领着彼得、约翰和雅各往前走。那么与此同时呢，他就开始惊恐起来，极其的难过。
So we know that Jesus was led him away along the way that, but now he full of distress and trouble.
我们要知道主耶稣他是完全的神。
We know that Jesus is fully God.
但是我们也不能忘掉主耶稣他也是道成肉身，也是完全的人。
But we do not forget that Jesus also, came into flesh and also a fully man.
那么作为一个人来说，他也有跟我们一样的心灵和肉体的软弱。
As a man, that he will, he just like us, that has his weakness.
那么他想到门徒过不多时都要离开他，甚至有人还会不认他。
And after a short while, he understands that all the disciples will fall away from him and also deny him.
那么更想到他为了完成父神的救赎计划，他要受尽羞辱。
And also, in order to accomplish the salvation plan from the Father, and he needs to suffer all this.
那么圣洁无罪的他呢，要担当我们这些罪人本该担当的罪。
A sinless person like him will bear all our transgressions.
而且要把这些罪恶的后果都要加在他的身上。
And all the sins will be imputed on him.
所以他要被钉在十字架上，而且更那个啥，就是说父神还要在这个时候对他掩面不顾。
And he will be nailed on the cross, and the Father will not look at him and turn his face away from him.
那么主耶稣呢，没有丝毫隐瞒他内心的真实感受。
Jesus here did not cover all his trouble and distress.
那么他告诉彼得、约翰和雅各。
And he told Peter, James, and John.
他内心处在一种极度忧伤、几乎要死的状态。
And his heart full of deeply distress and trouble, and very sad.
但是呢，在这个时候呢，他没有去向门徒发火，也没有责怪他的门徒。
But he did not throw his anger towards his disciples or rebuke them.
他也没有说自己去找自我的怜悯。
And he didn't self-pity himself.
而是让门徒警醒，他要独自来到父神的面前，要祷告。
So he asked the disciples to keep watch, and he came along that pray.
我们可以想一想我们自己的情形。
We can also think about ourselves.
那么当我们遇到伤心痛苦的时候，
When we filled with trouble and depression,
那么我们做父母的可能会向儿女去发泄。
As parents, we might through tempers release our tempers to our children.
那么做儿女的，那么也可能会向父母亲去发泄。
And the children, they probably will through temper towards their parents.
而夫妻之间呢，也可能去互相发泄。
And the husband and wife, they might through temper against each other.
那么或者有的就自己找一个地方去。自己告诉自己，我多可怜，没有人理解我。
Or you might find a place by yourself and self-pity yourself.
那么这样做呢，其实根本不能让我们的忧伤得到安慰。
All this thing that you do not comfort you.
那么很可能会带来更大的麻烦。
It might cause more trouble.
当然，我们可以把我们的痛苦、忧伤告诉我们身边的亲人或者我们的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, we can also share our sorrow or trouble with the brothers and sisters around us.
因为我们一同奔走天路，就是要互相来担当，来互相来帮助扶持。
So when we walk this journey to heaven, that we indeed need to share each other's burden and sorrow.
但是呢，我们不应该把这些我们的这些亲人们当作我们发泄这我们自己内心不舒服的对象。
But we cannot take our friends and relatives as a target to release ourselves.
那么我们很多时候，那么在忧伤、痛苦或者软弱的时候，
oftentimes when we are deeply depressed and sorrowful,
那么我们常常是把注意力过度的集中在我们自己的身上。
We often pull all the focus on ourselves,
却忘记了我们还有一位在天上的父。
We forgot that we have a Father in heaven.
他随时随地其实都在那里等候我们，向他诉说我们的苦衷。
And he was there all the time and any time waiting for us to listen to our pray.
那么他从来不会向我们发火。
And he will never throw tantrum, temper at us.
那么他有丰盛的恩典，他还有无限的慈爱。
He's full of mercy and grace and love.
其实只有他才能完全的理解和安慰我们。
Only him is capable fully understand us and comfort us.
所以我们不但可以通过祷告呢，向父神表达我们的忧伤和痛苦，我们也可以通过祷告呢，向父神表达我们愿意顺服他的心。
We not only can express our sorrow and distress through prayer to our Father, we also can express our obedience to Him.
那么这也是我们今天的第二点，就是通过祷告，我们可以表达顺服。
That's our second point for today.
就是35-36节。
Verse 35 to 36.
到38节，我们先看35-36节。这里说，他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说。倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。他说：“阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。”
Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
那么从主耶稣的祷告中，我们看到他首先恳求父神，倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。
So first, the Lord Jesus asked the Father, if it's possible, let this sorrowful hour pass from him.
那么从主耶稣所祈求的话里面呢，我们可以看到主耶稣他完全是以一个仆人的身份和态度来向父神祈求。
So from this sentence that we know the attitude that the Lord has towards the Father is the servant attitude.
而我们知道主耶稣他是三位一体的神的第二位，就是圣子。
We know that Jesus is the second person in the Trinity. He's the Son.
他也是神。
He is also God.
所以他和圣父都是神，而且同宗同荣。
And he and the Father are all the same God, and they all share same glory and share the same sorrow.
当然，他们也有同样的权柄。
also the same authority.
那么在约翰福音的十章三十节告诉我们，主耶稣自己说，我和父原为一。
So in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 30 says, I and the Father are one.
那么这里呢，主耶稣只是为了拯救我们这些罪人，才道成了肉身，降卑为人。
Here, in order to save us, the sinners, that he came in flesh as a man and become obedient.
那么就像腓立比书的二章六到七节告诉我们，他说他本有上神的形象，不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Like it said in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 8,Who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
那么这里他说，倘若可行，并不是说主耶稣去怀疑父神的能力。
So here it says, if it's possible, it's not that Jesus is doubting God the Father's sovereignty.
而是他在作为一个仆人的样式来征求父神的意见，看他是不是愿意叫那个时候过去。
On the other hand, it's a servant attitude and ask the Father if this is possible or not.
因为下面我们也可以看到他，因为他知道神是全能的，他这样讲只是表示他自己的一个谦卑。
Because the following context shows that he knows that Father is Almighty, and but just as the servant attitude, he expressed his feeling.
那么他紧接着呢，又用另一种方式来向父神祈求。
So then he turned to pray to the Father with another way.
所以说，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。
And he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me.
那么这里面请求中的那时候和这杯，它都是指主耶稣钉十字架这个事件。
All the things indicate that it points to the fact that he will be nailed on the cross.
那么这里面用那个时那时来强调主耶稣受难的那个历史时刻。
And the time indicated here is the moment that Jesus suffered on the cross.
而用这杯，那么来强调主耶稣受难时的痛苦的经历。
The cup indicates that all the sorrowful and the terrible experience that he was going through on the cross.
那么主耶稣向父神发出了请求之后，他最后又补充说，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
After he prayed for the suffering, then he also told the Father that yet not what I will, but what your will.
那么这充分体现了主耶稣他愿意顺服的心。
This totally indicates that Jesus is complete obedience to the Father.
那么尽管他的个人心愿是想避免即将面对的这些苦难。
For his own will that he wants to avoid all this suffering.
但他也愿意顺服父神的旨意。
But he also wants to be complete obedient to the Father.
那么其实对比主耶稣在受难时前的祷告，我们也可以回顾一下我们常常怎么来祷告。
So compared to Jesus' prayer, we also can think about how we pray.
那么我们常常遇到难处时可能这样来祷告。
So when we encounter difficulties, we often pray like this.
就是天父啊，我遇到这个麻烦和困难，求主你来帮助我解决。
So, Father in heaven, I have this difficulty and trouble. Please help me to solve this.
或者说，天父啊，我受到那样的侮辱或者伤害，不公平的对待，求主你为我伸冤。
Or, Father, I was treated with unjust and hurtful situation. Please justify me.
等等这些我们祷告的这个方式呢，我们在祷告中很少征求父神的意见的请求。
And during the prayer, we often only focus on ourselves, not to, ask God's will.
比如，倘若可行，如果主你愿意。
For example, if it's possible, if it's Lord, you will.
也很少表达出愿意顺服的心。
And we all often not show our own obedience to the Father.
就像主耶稣说的，然而不要从你我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Like the Lord Jesus said, not what I will, but what you will.
那么在祷告中，当然我们可以向父神诉说我们的心里的所感受的一切。
So of course we can show our what's truly in our heart before the Lord.
你也可以向父神表达我们自己的想法。
We also can express our own thoughts to the Father.
那么就像一个懂事的孩子向父母亲说话一样。
Just like a mature kid that child that expressed his will to the Father.
那么无论我们怎么样向我们的父母亲讲话，我们应该是完全的尊敬他们。
No matter what way that we want to express ourselves, but we need to respect them.
那么我们向天父祷告时，更应该有敬畏和顺服的心。
And when we pray to the Father in heaven, we need to show our respect even more.
要征求天父的意见，要顺服天父的旨意。
We need to ask the Lord's will and also be obedient to His will.
如果我们总是告诉天父为我们做这，为我们做那
，If we often tell the Father to do this or that for us,
所以那不是祷告，那是在指使天父来为我们做事情。
And that's not called prayer. That is command the Father to do things for us.
天父成了我们的仆人，我们把我们自己置于了天父之上。
So the Heavenly Father became our servant, and we put ourselves above the Father.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣祷告了一会儿呢，他又想到了他的门徒，想去看看他们现在在干做什么。
Here that after Jesus prayed for a while, that he remembered the disciples and he wanted to check them out.
我们看37-38节，这里说耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
Then Jesus returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, "Are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak."
这里我们看到主耶稣本来是让他的门徒在那里等候警醒祷告。
So here that Jesus was let his disciples to watch over and pray.
但当他过了一会儿回来，发现他们都睡着了。
But now they all fall asleep.
显然他们是不明白主耶稣和他们所讲的话。
Of obviously that they do not understand what Jesus told them.
或者是他跟他们讲话的时候，他们根本听不进去。
Or they didn't even pay attention to what Jesus said.
那么他们也可能不相信主耶稣很快就会经历羞辱和十字架上的苦难。
Or even they did not even believe what Jesus said, he will go through all this suffering and cross.
其实我们知道这里呢有这里面有三个门徒，彼得、约翰和雅各。
We know there's three disciples followed him, Peter, James, and John.
但是呢我们发现主耶稣却单单的是对彼得讲这些话。
But Jesus here only called the name of Simon.
那么这里面呢可能有两种可能性。
There's might be two possibilities.
那么一种可能就是当主耶稣回来的时候，其他两个门徒在那睡觉，而彼得自己在那惊醒醒着。
Maybe it's only Simon was still awake, all the others fall asleep.
那么因为彼得其实我们知道在他在主耶稣面前呢凭血气，那么说别人跌倒他也不会跌倒。
We know that Simon through his flesh that he told Jesus even though others disown him, he will never deny the
Lord. 所以很可能彼得他自己是在这儿警醒。
So it's possible that only Peter here keeps watching.
那么另一种可能就是主耶稣特别来想劝勉彼得。
Or another case that Jesus here wants to teach Peter.
那么让他总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
ask him to watch over and not fall into temptation.
那么这一句话呢，其实告诉我们祷告与受迷惑的这个关系。
So here tells us the relation that prayer and the temptation.
那么警醒祷告，我们就可能免得入了迷惑。
So if we watch, keep watch and pray, we will not fall into temptation.
我们如果常常不祷告，我们就会入了迷惑。
If we are often prayerless, that we it's easy for us to fall into temptation.
我们还记得彼得曾经夸口说：“我就是必须和你同时，也总不能不认你。”
We know that Peter even boasted before that, even though I die with you, I will not deny you.
那么主耶稣对彼得好像是在告诉彼得：“你夸下的海口，但是现在你却在睡觉。”
So Peter here is Jesus here is warning Peter that even though you boasted yourself, and now you also weak and fall asleep.
如果你不警醒祷告，你必然会跌倒。
So if you do not keep watching and pray, that you will fall back.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，我们一定要知道祷告它的重要性。
So brothers, sisters, we need to understand the importance of prayer.
我们没有。那如果我们没有保持与主的美好的关系，
If we do not keep the good communion with the Lord,
经常来到他的面前来祈求祷告，
And we come to him very often and pray,
我们就会遇到试探、诱惑或者逼迫时，我们不可能站立得住。
When we face the trials and temptations that we couldn't stand,
我们必然会跌倒。
We will fall and stumble.
因为主耶稣也曾经说过说我是葡萄树你们是枝子
Because the Lord said I'm the vine and you're the branches
离了我你们什么也做不了
Apart from me you can do nothing
那么主耶稣接着说你们的心灵固然愿意肉体却软弱了
And Jesus also said that even though your spirit is willing but your body is weak
那么这里面的心灵它并不是指我们所说的现在我们内住的圣灵
So here the spirit is not the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
而是指人的血气。
But it's the man's own flesh nature.
那么也就是说凭血气他们是愿意为主做一切的。
So through man's nature that he wants to do certain things for the Lord.
那么但是我们的血气呢无法来控制我们肉体的软弱。
But our nature cannot control the weakness of our flesh.
那么虽然所有的这些门徒都凭血气说一定不会背叛主耶稣。
So all the disciples that they can boast in their nature that said, we will not deny our Lord.
而现在主耶稣让他们警醒，他们却都在睡觉。
But when Jesus asked them to watch over and pray, but they all fall asleep.
那么何况他们说愿意跟主耶稣一同死，能办得到吗？
Now saying that to die with Jesus, can they do that?
那么其实也在罗马书七章十八节，保罗也告诉我们这个真理。
So in the Romans chapter 7 verse 18, Paul also said this.
那么罗马书七章十八节，他这样说，我们也知道。我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我
I know that nothing good lives in me that is in my sinful nature for I have the desire to do what is good but I cannot carry it out
我们每个弟兄姐妹可能都有这样的经历
So all the brothers and sisters might have this experience
那么在一年的开始之后，总是想立下好多的意志，立下好多的这些立志，做一些什么事情。
So in the beginning of the new year, we also make certain resolutions.
但是常常可能是有始无终。
But oftentimes that only starts and without end.
那么有的弟兄姐妹呢，愿意在年初立志，说我要每天拿出半小时来读圣经。
So many brothers and sisters that made a resolution that I will have half hours every day to study the scripture.
也有的人说我每天拿半个小时来去锻炼身体。
Or I will take a half hour a day to exercise.
那么也有的父母亲说我愿意每天拿出半个小时来跟我的孩子能够在一起。
So I will, parents say, I will spend a half hour every day with my children.
等等的这些例子可能还会很有很多。
All the things that, as such are.
但是呢，真正的能够坚持下来的并不多。
But who can, persevere to the end? It's realist.
那么为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有常常的来警醒祷告。
Because we didn't keep watch over and pray.
我们总是想靠我们自己的血气来完成。
We oftentimes want to fulfill this with our flesh.
但是我们知道我们的肉体是软弱的。
But we know that our body is weak.
那如果我们在这个属灵上警醒，我们就不会懒惰。
But if we keep watch over in the spirit.
那么不会在主耶稣让我们祷告的时候，让我们警醒的时候，而我们在睡觉。
We will not fall asleep when Jesus asks us to pray.
那么下面我们看祷告的另一个重要性，就是通过祷告我们可以获得力量。
And another point is that through prayer that we can gain strength.
那么在39到42节。
From verse 39 to 42.
我们先看39到40节。这里说耶稣又去祷告，说的话还是与先前一样，又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛甚是困倦，他们也不知道怎么回答。
So once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping. Because their eyes were heavy, they did not know what to say to him.
那么主耶稣本来此时呢，他处在一个极度忧伤和软弱的状态。
So Jesus at that time was full of distress and trouble.
他想让门徒和他一起来祷告。
He wants the disciples to pray with him.
那么回来发现他们还在睡觉。
But when he came back, he found they all asleep.
那么他去了他们一番，自己又去祷告。
And he taught them and went back to pray.
那么当他再一次回来，发现他们又睡着了。
And when he came back, he found out that they all fall asleep again.
那么这里面主耶稣很可能是在问他们说，你们怎么又睡着了呢？
So it's possible that the Lord asked them, how could you fall asleep again?
其实每个门徒他们自己其实也不知道他们为什么这样。
So, but the disciples probably do not understand why they're so weak to fall asleep.
所以这里说他们也不知道怎样回答。
So they do not know how to answer Jesus.
那么这里说，因为他们的眼睛甚是困倦。
Because their eyes were heavy.
那么这里也就是说，主耶稣和他们在讲什么，他们根本也听不进去。
So here tells us, whatever Jesus taught them, they couldn't take to their heart.
那么我们也常常发现。
So we often can find out.
那么我们有时候呢，去看电影、看电视或者打游戏，我们一点都不困。
So oftentimes when we go to a movie or see a show, or play a video game.
然而，当我们读圣经或者听讲道的时候，经常犯困。
At those moments, we never fall sleepy. But when we read God's word or pray, we often fall.
那么，即使坐在那里读什么、听什么，其实几乎是对他没有反应。
Even though we have the all the seems the appearance to do to read and pray, but we cannot focus.
其实常常在这里，我也可以看到一些弟兄姐妹或者朋友们，那么看到听到的时候呢，也是在闭着眼睛。
So oftentimes when I preach, I saw the brothers sisters will all close their eyes.
我也不知道他是在那听到还是在那睡觉。
I do not know if they're listening to the preach or they fall asleep.
其实这里面其实是一个属灵的征战。
Actually, this is a spiritual war.
我们要常常用主耶稣的话语来提醒我们自己。
So we often need to remind ourselves with God's word.
我们心灵固然愿意，我们的肉体却是软弱的。
Our spirit is willing, but our body is weak.
我们要常常警醒祷告，求神给我们力量。
We need to keep watch of all the time and pray.
那么这里41节、42节，他在这里说，他第三次对他们说：“现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，够了， 时候到了，看哪，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来，我们走吧，看哪，那卖我的人进了。
Verse 41, returning the third time, he said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. And here comes my betrayer.
那么当主耶稣第三次我们看到回来的时候，发现这些门徒还在继续在睡觉。
The third time when Jesus returned, and he found out that the disciples are all asleep.
那么这次呢，他没有像前两次一样劝勉他们继续来在那里和他一起祷告。
So this time he did not just rebuke them and ask them to pray together.
而是他有很有力量地告诉他们说，你们不要睡觉了，起来，我们走吧。
But he said it sternly that sleep no more, let us go.
那么其实这里面我们看到主耶稣他爱他的门徒。
We know that through this, Jesus loves his disciples.
他没有责备他们的睡觉。
He did not rebuke them because they fall asleep.
他知道他们的软弱。
He understands their weakness.
他没有因为他们的表现而失望。
He did not disappointed because of the weakness of their body.
因为主耶稣做一切不是看门徒的表现。
Because the Lord, when he does the things, not according to the how the disciples do.
他依靠的是父神。
All he trusts is the Father.
那么经过几次的祷告呢？他从父神那里重新得到的力量。
Through several times he prayed to the Father, he gained his strength.
他完全愿意顺服父神的旨意。
He completely want to be obedient to Father's will.
那么他知道他马上要面对的苦难和死亡。
He knows that the death and the trouble he will face.
他知道这是父神交托他的。
He knows that's from the Father.
他要顺服父神。
He needs to be obedient to the Father.
他要经历死亡，又要胜过死亡。
He will experience go through the death and overcome.
他为的是让信他的人得到永生。
In order for the believers to have eternal life.
所以他知道他来到世上做的事工很快就会完成了。
He knows that all the things that the reason he came to the earth to fulfill certain things will be complete.
所以主耶稣这里在告诉门徒，他说：“够了，时候到了。看哪，人子被卖的人子被卖在罪人手里。看哪，那卖我的人进了。”
So he told the disciples, "Enough. The hour has come. Look, the man, Son of Man, betrayed into the hands of sinners. And rise and look at. Here comes my betrayer."
那么我们今天呢，通过主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告和对门徒的劝勉。
So today from Jesus's prayer in the Gethsemane and his teaching to the disciples.
那么知道祷告呢，在我们的属灵生命中有多么重要。
We understand the importance of the prayer in our spiritual life.
我们忧伤痛苦的时候，可以向父神祷告。
When we are in sorrow and distress, we should express it in our prayer.
那么从他那里，我们才可以得到真正的安慰。
From him, we can have true comfort.
那么当我们遇到诱惑、试探或者逼迫，需要做出决定或者选择的时候
，When we face trials and temptations and facing the choice, all the choices that we need to pray.
我们要来到父神的面前祷告。
We need to come before him to pray.
来表达我们愿意顺服他的心，求他给我们明确的带领。
Express our willingness to be obedient to him and let him lead us.
当我们软弱无力时，我们要来到父神面前。
When we are weak, we need to come before the Lord.
因为只有他才能赐我们力量。
Because only him can give us the strength.
因为他知道我们软弱的肉体。
Because he understands the weakness of our body.
那他要的是我们真心依靠他的心。
He only wants our sincere heart to trust him.
那么从这里，我们从这些我们都可以看出，也就是诚恳的祷告可以使我们愿意顺服神的旨意，并且能使我们的软弱的身体得到重新的力量。
So through the scripture, we know that a sincere heart, prayer that can make us willing to obey and refresh our weak body.
来，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你。
Father, we all come before you and give you thanks.
父神，我们谢谢你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
We thank you for giving us your only begotten Son to come to this world.
把我们这些软弱的人，把我们这些罪恶的人，能够从我们的罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
And delivered us that so weak and with all the sins that to free from our transgressions.
主，我们也感谢你没有按我们的罪虐待我们，没有按我们的罪报应我们。
And we thank you, you didn't treat us as our sin have deserved it.
因为你知道我们肉体的软弱。
Because you understand how weak our body is.
主，就求主你赐我们一颗全心依靠你的心。
Lord, please grant us a heart that wholly committed to you.
让我们能够凡事都能够来到你的面前求。
So in everything, we will come before you and pray.
用一颗诚实，用一颗真心，用一颗诚实无畏的心来向你祷告。
And with a true and sincere heart to pray to you.
求主你来带领我们。
Please lead us.
让我们的生命能够透过主你的话语，透过你的圣灵，能够每日的成长。
Through your Holy Spirit and words that our life will grow mature.
能够让我们在遇到诱惑、试探，甚至逼迫时，主能够靠在你的恩典，能够让我们站立得住。
When we face trials and temptations, difficulties that through your words and the spirit that we can stand firm.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.